I got that suitcase in Natty Light, Bill. Let's go ahead and start that Memorial Day weekend early.
It is hot. Is it hot up there on those?
Yeah, I tell you what, we got it, too. We're probably a degree or two cooler due to elevation. But, yeah, pushing records over here. Your Florida listeners will roll their eyes, or your Texas listeners, but 91 is pretty hot up here.
Hey, quick tip for you today. Don't put diesel in the Sea-Doo, okay? Don't do that.
Diesel in the Sea-Doo. Yeah, and when they say hydrate, that doesn't mean the popcorn either.
Oh, quick correction. Jeff, too, points out. Yeah, that game is not at Wallace Wade. It's at Falcon Stadium. It's in Atlanta at the new dome. Anyways, go ahead.
Hey, Bill, I got something about Coach Mack. He's on top of ESPN today. I don't know if you've touched on this or not.
Who?
McElwain.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw the headline and didn't read it. It's about Shark his Humphrey. New start for the Chippewas, right?
Yeah, Shark Humphrey. You remember him?
Yes.
Okay. And then maybe one thing about the playoffs, a little bean counter action.
Yeah.
You know, Bill, I was looking at it. We were ESPN's got a big piece up on him and his new career up here at Central Michigan. And
says he's comfortable up there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these guys with their buyouts and their parachutes and everything. That's where I was going with this. With that fake death threat stuff, Florida, refresh me on this, Florida wasn't on the hook for much of that buyout, were they? Didn't they get a really – he got a little money out of them, but he got nowhere near what most of these coaches get because of those fake death threats.
No, I don't think they didn't fire him for cause. Whatever they owed him I don't – you know what? The bean counters will save us. I'm thinking he got $4 or $5 million.
Well, maybe somebody down there, some Florida fan, can call in and tell us. But ESPN saying it was a negotiated settlement, but it was highly in Florida's favor.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, apparently Jimmy Sexton's phone rang and said, hey, Jimmy, your client's getting fired, and guess what? He's not getting his big rosy buyout either.
And Jimmy threw a fit, right?
Fake death threats. You make up fake death threats, I mean, you probably can't fire somebody for calls for if you're – I mean, that's probably a way to get around them. It sounds like most of these schools are getting a little wiser about that. If you're not winning on the football field, you better not be fooling around with your secretary.
Right.
These schools are getting tired of those $5, $6 million buyouts finally, wouldn't you?
Hey, you know what you would enjoy? In your spare time on the Sea-Doo, listen to the Zach Smith podcast. You'd like that.
Yeah, I might have to check out. You've been talking about it.
You would like that. You'd like the part where the stewardess is talking about Tom Herman, too. You'd like that. I know you. Go ahead.
Bill,
sorry.
Moving along here, you had your Alabama dude on, right?
Yeah.
So Sark is the OC again now, right?
Correct.
Isn't that something, how that worked? I mean, what he's done there and worked for Saban for, what, a week or two, and he's off to the Falcons, and then Saban doesn't hold a grudge or anything, just brings him right back in. I guess that's the profession, right?
Saban does that a lot. A guy will leave, and then he comes back. It happened with Jeremy Pruitt.
That's a pro model, I guess, right? Once you're in the club, or if you can coach, Saban will find a spot for you with his 50 assistants like Butch over there grabbing coffee. How does Saban do this, by the way?
Well, as long as you don't embarrass the family, mafia-wise, you can't do that. As long as you stay in good stead with the family, it's okay. Let me put it this way. If Kirby Smart someday got fired at Georgia, he ain't welcome back.
Yeah. When you figure if Kiffin ever gets a real job, that Sark would probably be a good OC for him, too. I mean, they're pretty close, aren't they?
They were buddies at Southern Cal. They're very close. I don't know what the relationship is today, but it was.
I mean, they were Pete's A and B, 1A, 1B.
Correct.
But, with Sark's effing fight on speech out there at the salute to Troy, I'd say old Kiff will get a job before he will, wouldn't you figure?
I think so.
Yeah, you ever seen that on Bill? You ever seen the? You ever googled Sarkeesian salute to Troy? F and fight on, baby.
I never saw it. No, I've heard about it. It's pretty good, huh?
That's a pretty good viewing right there, Bill.
Would that audio clip be okay for the show if we bleeped out the bad part?
Yeah, I think you would. I think Crazy C could work his magic. You probably get that on there as a drop.
So what do I need to Google? Sarkeesian
salute to Troy.
Okay. I'll do that.
YouTube or video, you know, Google video, it'll pop up.
Okay.
But, you know, Bill, one thing before I ask my playoff question, I see, speaking of Kiffin, he's getting another one of these FSU sexual predators. last chance, you.
You talking about the quarterback?
Yeah, Jameis Winston, all these FSU quarterbacks get their sexual deviancy out of the way, and they go play for Kiffin, last chance, you.
The GOAT here tweets that the buyout from McElwain was $7.5 million.
I'd be surprised if Florida paid $1 million of that, Bill, from the way the story on ESPN reads.
Yeah, I know. That's interesting. So, well, here's what it says. It says he was due 12.9, but he got 7.5.
Wonder if that's it. So he got that much out of him?
That's what it says here. That's what the GOAT says. The GOAT's down on the Emerald Coast right down there.
Well, I mean,
he's on the beach.
Probably know more than I would, but the story on ESPN reads that he got nearly nothing out of Florida, but who knows. Hey, one last thing before Ben, I'll clear out. Well, two things. One, probably it's Kiffin haters out there. Kiffin sure gets a lot of these high-profile quarterbacks on the back end, doesn't he?
He does because you got to remember now, he's at a place where that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. That's the thing I've always said with Kiffin or Pruitt, when you're making that decision. Kiffin's sexy. Pruitt's an old country boy dipping skull.
True.
Yeah, that's the one thing that Kiffin brings that 98% of these bums don't. Now, Bill, one thing on the playoffs I'm going to clear out.
You think Layla allowed baby Kiff to dip skull? Or Copenhagen?
I think there's probably not a whole lot of skull dipping out here in Manhattan Beach. Hey, Bill, one thing on the playoffs I'm going to clear out.
Yeah.
It's well known that the Pac-12 has not hit the playoff yet, right?
Washington did.
They did? I thought they were, because they hit it one time. I thought the...
Remember, it was the baby Kiff game where he was hung over, and he got fired right after the game.
Was that before? Could that have been the last year of the BCS and not the playoff?
No, that was the playoff.
Okay,
yeah,
I was just understanding the Pac-12 hadn't hit the playoff yet.
No, they have. And then Oregon got in there the first year.
Okay, and has the Big Ten missed once or twice now?
Ohio State did not get in this year, and the year before they did get in. Michigan State's been in as well. So we've played 5 years, and Ohio State, it's either 2 or 3 years the Big Ten has not been in.
I'll leave you with this thought for the day. I'm an 18 playoff guy, you're not. But I think the best way to blow the thing up is, I hate to say it, but we have to root for Notre Dame to keep getting in there, because Clemson's getting in there. That means the ACC would have two participants, and that means you'd have two Power 5 conferences shut out. I think if we could keep having two Power 5 conferences shut out, I think you get to 8 teams pretty quickly. You disagree with that?
It's either going to be that, or I think it's going to be an SEC event. The SEC is what ticks everybody off. So if it's – let me put it this way. The best thing that could happen for your group that wants expansion would be a Georgia-Alabama repeat. That would kill everybody off.
Yeah, because, that's another way to do it, too, because if you have if Georgia was to get – or Georgia and or Alabama were getting in as the non-conference champion, that would shut out two conferences, too, wouldn't it?
Correct.
Hang in there, Bill.
Get ready to ride on, baby. Let's go!